I loved you, so I drew these tides of men into my hands and wrote my will across the sky and stars. With these famous opening lines from 100 years ago, British officer T.E. Lawrence, also known as Lawrence of Arabia, could very well have been describing this week's evening sky scene, where Venus is sweeping up close on the Pleiades after sunset. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, Lawrence called his book The Seven Pillars of Wisdom, and it was about his experiences during the Arab revolt against the Ottoman Empire during the First World War. The title is a reference to a passage in the book of Proverbs, where it's stated that wisdom hath builded her temple, she hath hewn out her seven pillars. Now, these seven pillars are also known as the Seven Sisters, or more technically, as the star cluster of the Pleiades, which indicate the shoulder region of the constellation Taurus, the Bull. Now, the Pleiades are the most storied about group of stars in the sky, and even though we now know there are more than seven stars that make up this sparkly smudge of light, the influence of there being seven has been notable in the cultural development of humanity. So, for example, in the Middle Ages, the highest academic honor was bestowed on those who mastered the seven liberal arts. There are also seven naked eye planets, or celestial bodies, in our solar system when you include sun and moon. And each of these, in turn, lend their names and influences to the 7 days of our week. So what makes these seven so special this week? Well, looking west about an hour after sunset, you'll see the guardian goddess Venus gathering these seven pillars of the Pleiades into her hands, like in Lawrence's poem of dedication, as though she were saying, I loved you, so I drew these tides of men into my hands and wrote my will across the sky and stars to earn you freedom, the seven-pillared worthy house, that your eyes might be shining for me when I came. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.